This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
Today, and we've got true television royalty today. Valerie Bertinelli is here today. And her new book, Enough Already, is just so incredible. I am so excited to speak to her about it. I read it cover to cover. I love it. But first, we like to hit the headlines here and find the good stuff in life. So let's do this. Good news, where we go spelunking in the good news cavern. And with me, Splunk. Here is my human news co-pilot, Rossy Ross Matthew.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi, Splunky.
Spelunky.
Oh.
Well, guess what?
What?
I'm very excited about this first story because nobody does it like Cardi B. She is a beautiful unicorn of a woman, and people report that Cardi says she really wants a new tattoo of her baby's name. And she wants it on her face, right on her jawline. Mm. Cardi and rapper Offset had a son in September, and they have yet to share his name. And this is certainly one way to present it out into the world. Ross, thoughts?
Okay, I love the sentiment of getting a tattoo with you. That's sweet, Cardi. Now, I can't get behind a face tattoo. I just can't do it. Because here's the deal. If you get a tattoo of somebody's name, don't you want to look at it and see it? But the only way you could see this one is if you looked in the mirror and then it'd be backwards. That's not gonna work, dear. That's just not gonna work.
True.
Plus, if you get like a name on a jawline, as you get older, it's sort of, so if you get like, right? If you get like Karen here, it's gonna be Karen.
That's
not cute.
That does worry me.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not strike me as the face tattoo type, so I guessed.
Girl, you don't know me, all right? I'm a I'm a bad boy.
You get on your Harley at night and rev that bad boy in your leather.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God. I look like a village person in chaps. It's not going to work.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, so in honor of Cardi, I gave what will
no,
be...
No, you do not.
Two, they're not permanent.
Oh, thank God.
You imagine? Okay, so I did Frankie on this side, which would show what's a little longer version if your child's name has more than, you know, let's say four letters.
You did one daughter on each side?
And then I did Olive on this side that I really liked this placement because, honestly, you don't even notice it very much. And my jawline is disintegrating every single year. So, but I'm not kidding, it's giving me like contour and I kind of love it. And if it's placed right, I think this could weirdly start a new trend. I kind of get it. After I did it, it sparked joy. Whereas at first I was like, no. And then I was like, marr. And especially the olive one, that's different.
Okay, I think it's cuter than I thought it would be.
That's the point. It's not as jarring. If somebody had that, I'd be like, that's not bad.
Yeah, okay, it's on a certain person. I want to draw one on me right now. Just as if I put Drew here, it just turned into droop. You know what I mean?
All right, well, thank you, Cardi, for giving me a new idea.
Yeah. All right, well, next we got a little culinary rumor cooking up. Food and Wine reports Snoop Dogg might be getting into the hot dog business. Brilliant. Yes, he just, they love it. He just filed a trademark application for Snoop Dogs with a double G. And now we don't know Snoop's plans yet, but he's a businessman. He's already got in Doggo Gin, a Snoop Cali red wine, and he already owns the trademark for Snoop Scoops. Who knows what he's going to do with that? Drew, in the summer of 2022, could you see yourself grilling a Snoop Dogg?
I would snap a Snoop Dogg.
Oh, snap into a Snoop Dogg.
Snap into a Snoop Dogg. I would... That's the double OG I'm looking for.
Thank you so much.
So, I'm in. Okay, next up, new year, new dating trend. Metro UK reports that singles are reincarnating. And the approach is this. Okay, so maybe the last few years of the pandemic and our entire world's being flipped upside down, turned inside out, and put in a washing machine, you know, have made people have more time to think about what they really want. Reincarnated dating is an answer that is a total rebirth of your dating life to match your new outlook, including possibly your bio and refreshing your profile pics and matching your new intentions with how you execute that moving forward. Ross, thoughts?
Well, I think, you know, I always said this before, but dating is work. You have to put in the time and effort to get what you want. And if you haven't found it yet, you're not doing something right. So refreshing it all, coming at it with a new approach is so smart. And I think you should take it a step further. Not just a new profile picture or...
I agree.
I think you need to delete the account and start a fresh one. Think about this. People have already seen your account. They've already swiped by you for some reason. So reinvent yourself. What is it? Reincarnate yourself. And maybe... someone who overlooked you before will see you with fresh eyes.
Okay, I don't know. I've lost faith again with the dating apps.
When did this happen?
I took a dip. Because I think you refresh, you know, your own sort of excitement about it, too. You go in and you're like, oh, my God, no wonder. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Like, everybody's here. Yeah. Where have I been? Mm-hmm. And then a few months later, you're like, this is so weird. Uh-huh. You know, as soon as you get into the dating app, I start to get frustrated again. It's hard. It is hard.
It bums me out to hear that you're sort of over it because you do
but
go
I go
ups
in
and
out. And,
yeah, you do.
I am not cynical. I just go in and out.
Understood.
It's
Understood.
Like eating. I eat a lot and then I reel it in. You know?
Oh.
I'll
cyclical.
Get on a dating app and I'll get excited and then I'll be like, you know what? I'm out again.
Understood.
Like, I'm a swing. Okay. I'm a swinger.
Well,
might not go on my dating app profile.
No, delete. Hilarious.
That's a real incarnating.
Oh, man. All right, well, next up, anybody here watch Euphoria on HBO? Yes? Well, it's finally back for a season 2. Wellington's obsessed with it. Well, we've got a makeup trend the show made famous. InStyle reports this year is all about the crystal eye makeup. And it's added a little sparkle and glitz to your eyes. They do this on Euphoria all the time. And celebrities are doing it. Amanda Gorman, Machine Gun Kelly looking great. Storm Reid sporting some sparkle. And we have some here. And look, it comes on these little sheets. And you could just remove it. Okay. Let me see. Is it cute?
Wow. By the end of this news, I'm going to be very adorned with neck tattoos, jawline tattoos, and... I love this.
I've never felt more myself than I feel right now.
Okay, now put your leather on, go get on your Harley, and rev on out of here on your hog.
Wait, which one's me?
I love it. We'll be right back with more Drew's News.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Drew's News, what's next, Rossi Pie?
Well, next, I love this story. The Cincinnati Zoo's got a brand new penguin baby, and People reports this is even better. They named the little chick Rose in honor of Betty White and her character Rose Nyland.
Look at him!
Come on!
Look at him!
Because you know Betty White did so much for animals, loved them so.
I made a donation.
You did.
In her honor.
I did that too for Animal Rescue on her birthday.
Yeah.
Little Rose will soon move into the big habitat with 30 other blue penguins, and visitors get to see her this spring. And the tributes for Betty White keep coming. I'm sorry, look at Rose, so cute.
I know! I'm sorry, it's like, God, that's what we need to cuddle right now.
Oh my God, I would do anything to cuddle a baby penguin. I know. Well, everyone feels is paying tribute to Betty, rightfully so. Over in Michigan, the Department of Transportation just christened their new snowplow, and they named it the Betty Whiteout, which is so cute.
It's the cutest.
I will take a Betty White tribute in any way that I can get it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just love that. I love it so much. I just appreciate all the outpouring constantly for her. And okay, so next up, it is time to review the things that you write in and ask us to do in Drew's Reviews.
Yes. Okay. So fun. I never know what they're going to send in.
Well, today's pick comes to us from Sam Callahan, and behold, dessert hummus.
Okay, dessert hummus.
Uh-huh. It's the same old hummus you know, but mixed with sweet ingredients like chocolate. And today we have brownie batter dessert hummus. One thing I asked is, does it have the garlic?
Oh, yeah, you're not a fan of that.
I don't want to be sucker punched with garlic. A little bit of garlic, yeah, but there is no garlic in it.
So it's, like, hummus is made of chickpea, olive oil. This one has brownie in it. The color is a little off-putting. All right, I'm going to try it. Let's see. Mmm, it's good.
Mm-hmm, I like it.
I like it too. Hey, Sam, I wasn't into it, but now I'm into it. Thank you, Sam.
Ooh, I am gonna dip a pretzel into it. Hold on.
How's that salty sweet?
Mmm.
Right?
You could put a pretzel in pretty much anything and I'll like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I like it. Time to rate it, Rossi.
I give this a 4-star. Mm-hmm. If they change the color, it could get to 5. What about you?
I'm gonna give it a 5, and I'll tell you why.
Hmm.
A lot of people want desserts, but, you know, are not looking to have the flour and the sugar at times.
Totally.
Sometimes go for it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great alternative route. I love this. Avocado, chickpea, you put the cacao in it. And you can have a really healthy dessert. And when I'm dieting is when I crave sugar the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a little chocolate at the end of the meal. This is delicious. I love it. Thank you, Sam.
Can you do me a favor? Can you just say cacao one more time for me?
Cacao!
That's it!
And we'll be right back. Thanks, Sam!
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com.
Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. Our next guest is an Emmy and Golden Globe winning actress and host. Her career is so long and illustrious that we simply had to make her a love letter. So, roll the tape. Beloved actress, author, and chef, Valerie Bertinelli has been a North Star for many. At just 15 years old, she landed her breakout role in the 70s sitcom One Day at a Time and quickly became America's sweetheart. The show ran for almost a decade and earned her not one, but two Golden Globe Awards. In 2010, she starred in the hit TV Land sitcom, Hot in Cleveland. In 2012, she got her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And she doesn't just act. Valerie is a New York Times bestselling author with three memoirs and two cookbooks under her belt. In 2015, Valerie took her talents in the kitchen to the Food Network. She hosts two shows, Valerie's Home Cooking, which earned her two Daytime Emmy Awards, and Kids Baking Championship. In addition to all of her professional achievements, her greatest pride is her son, Wolfgang, who is following in the footsteps of his late father, Eddie Van Halen, as a rock musician. These days, Valerie is embracing body positivity and self-love in her latest book, Enough Already. And with a long and celebrated career spanning nearly five decades, Valerie continues to inspire us to enjoy the sweetness life has to offer and savor it one day at a time. Please welcome the incredible Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh my goodness.
Well.
I wasn't expecting that. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. My eyelashes are going to come off. Well, oh, Drew, that was so lovely. Thank you so much for that. Wow.
It is a true honor to honor you and your life. So I finished your book last night at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, honey.
And I love your book so much. I do feel like I get to start this relating to a parallel life in some ways, and having right. an understanding of what it's like to be on the cover of People magazine at a young age.
Yeah.
And just the surrealism of that. And, you know, you are America's sweetheart and you're growing up and these eyes on you and you're getting sexier and older and, you know, what was that like?
I am recognizing now, at this late stage in my life, that that had a bigger impact on me than I probably realized. That it shaped who I thought I needed to be, and it wasn't true. I didn't need to be liked by everyone, even though that's what I was growing up to believe. I believed that at a young age, I believed very firmly because it was shown to me that gaining weight made you unlovable. And I now know that that is a lie. And I'm trying to now just dig all of that, all the lies out of my body and just accept who I am today and be intentionally joyful.
You know, you got commented on, oh my God, you're getting sexy. Wait, this is America's sweetheart. Wait, she's this, she's that. And I think I finally learned to tune it out, and especially when I hit sort of a rock bottom at 13, it gave me a liberation to say, I don't have to pretend to be perfect anymore. There was a liberation in that. And you were this positive, sunshiny sweetheart. And did you feel that way? And you married this rock star. Where did you get to feel like they get me, or I get to live a different life? I'm not that person. How did you navigate all of that?
I'm getting there now. Back then I didn't. I mean, I remember being so angry because, and never being able to show it, because nobody knew who I was. And at a certain point I stopped caring. So I went to therapy. I said, the first thing I said to the therapist was, I just don't want to be this angry anymore. So we worked on that. So that has helped actually a little bit to then not take things so personally when someone decides to tell me that they don't like this or that about me. It's like, well, that's okay then, because I'm not for everybody. But when it does resonate with people and I can connect with people and I can, we can talk about the same things, the same values, it just feels, you just feel stronger.
I totally, totally agree. I would love to dive in to the fact that, you know, if food was something that was something you struggled with through life, how did
you... My whole life.
How did you take the thing that could have been your downfall through many years into your superpower?
Oh, thank you. I truly believe that God or the universe, whatever you prefer, the higher power, has a wonderful sense of humor. And when we are here on this rock trying to make our lives better for the when we're not here, that unless we get to what we're here for, we're not going to learn anything. And I needed to get through any kind of stumbling blocks or whatever. And for me, food started as love. Food was the way my mother shared all of her love with us, the way my grandmother, my noni. I find out that my great-grandmother was a chef in San Remo. So it's, and she made gelato so that she could make money to come to America and start a brand new life and get out of the poverty list. So I think that I spent too many years thinking food was the enemy, and it wasn't, because my introduction to food was love. So I got back to that, and I've come to the realization that it's not the way I look. My body is not what makes me lovable. It's my heart and my mind and how I treat you. And am I leading with kindness? Am I being respectful to another human being? Am I treating them the way that I want to be treated? I think God, the universe,
yep, that's
making me work the work until I get it.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And as a parent who also did not stay in a marriage, the way that you, and I know him as Eddie, you refer to him as Ed.
You can refer to, well, I referred to him a lot of things. I called him a lot of things. But Ed was, it was basically Ed.
The time when you're saying to him, maybe next time, right? Both of us are crying. Maybe next time we'll get it right.
Yep. I believe that.
We are like any other family in this situation, and time doesn't stop as much as it ceases to matter. And we know the sand in the hourglass is running low, and we don't look. We focus. Our focus now is on the hope, and people talk about living in the moment. Nothing puts you in the moment and makes you appreciate what it means to live, like watching someone you love die. And it's all I think about as I sit here. This is what matters, love.
Yep. It begins with love and it ends with love. So why not fill all the in-between with love as well? And I don't want to live with regrets anymore. I think regrets are I've never not regretted regrets. I think regrets are helpful, like mistakes, and learn and teach you how to not do the same thing over again. So all the regrets that I have, I've never regretted telling somebody that I love them. Never.
Okay, well, we have so much more to talk about. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Valerie Bertinelli.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angi to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Conversation with Emmy and Golden Globe winning Valerie Bertinelli. Another thing that really moved me about you is how much I relate to the hustle, you know? I do. I have lived a life where I kind of never know where the next job is coming from.
Yes.
It's a very glamorous, privileged, incredible business that we are in. But it's filled with uncertainty, and you are a amazing chef. You've got Emmy Awards, you know, for your shows. The Food Network, Discovery Plus, the books are flying out. This is all the hustle. And I just so appreciate it, because these are not the things that fall in our lap. These are the things that we have to go out there and create for ourselves. And I had mass admiration and respect for you and all that you're accomplishing right now.
You know, Drew, I think you may feel the same way too. I don't feel like I'm hustling. I'm just like, what's next? What can I learn? What's interesting to me? What can I do now? And to be given the opportunity to be able to do it, like Food Network was so wonderful to me. Was it 6-7 years ago that I started working with them? And they've given me the opportunity to do these things. And I never feel like hustle is such a great word, because I know that I'm in it. But I never feel like it's drudgery. It's exciting. I'm learning so many new things. And I think that is our main purpose here. We need to learn to get better, to do better, to be kinder, to learn more, to use our... Every single person in this world is artistic. I guarantee it. There is something in you that can let your emotion out. And when you find it, it just feels so freeing.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I'm taking out the word hustle and everything about it, because I'm a word obsessed person, and I do like it. It's got like a moxie. There are certain words.
It's that a
have
great
like
word.
A little like tail feather. Like I got hustle. I do feel like it's almost like bustle. It's prolificness. It's like a life lived where I recognize in you that you take from your surroundings, pull from it, and turn it into something. And that is an incredible skill set that you have and I admire about you. And I welcome it to us all, because I've lived a life where I'm very clear that things do not fall on your lap. I always say that phone doesn't magically ring. I'll build that phone and call people with it instead.
Yes.
And that.
Yes. And everybody can do that.
Yes.
Everybody can do it.
And that is what I recognize and admire about you and relate to.
Yes.
I relate to it.
And girl, you have the exact right job right now. You are doing so much for so many people. You are connecting so many people together, making us all feel so good about ourselves. You are in the right place right now, and you are doing the best work. Thank you for that.
If you think I'm doing an okay job, I'm so happy, because I have
You're
so
amazing.
Much respect for you. I really do. All right. So may I ask about your new show that you are doing with Demi Lovato? Your character as written sounds like something you can totally chew on and dive into, pun intended. I'm excited for this. Is it happening?
Yes. Well, we're shooting the pilot in about a month. And it's by one of my favorite, the same woman, Suzanne Martin, who wrote Hot in Cleveland, wrote a show called Hungry for Demi Lovato. And luckily, Suzanne was thinking about me for her mother. So, and I say her because that's her character as a her.
Yes.
But when I talk about Demi, I say they.
Yes.
And they are so amazing in this. We shot a pilot, and I'm telling you, nothing has been more perfect for Demi either. They are in the right place at the right time. And they're doing amazing work in this show. And I am so grateful that Suzanne wanted me for it. I'm so grateful that NBC said, yes, you can cast her, because I think this is a show that everybody is going to want. We're all talking about the diet craziness and our bodies, and do they define us? And are you defined by your body? No, you're not. And just making that funny and smart. And mm-hmm. I hope it gets picked up by NBC.
I'm very excited about it. And I'm excited for all of your next chapters.
And you need to give Ross a hug for me.
I will. And by the way, I have four cats. So
here's one of mine right now. Here's Tigger.
I have four cats, and I want a cat lady out with you. And yes. So, again, another...
Honey, next time you come to Los Angeles, you're going to come over and hang out with me and my cats and my dog.
Okay, good. Thank you. I got the invitation. I'm in. It's happening. Thank you, Valerie Bertinelli. Pick up your own copy of Enough Already out everywhere now, and you can catch all of the new episodes of Kids Baking Championship on Mondays at 8 p.m. on Food Network. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, they kick some butt in their hit television show, Cobra Kai. It's one of my favorite shows in the world. I was the biggest Karate Kid fan. My daughters and I are obsessed. I hope we're in the 4th season right now. If this is a spoiler alert, I'm literally gonna do the, take a look.
Hey, what are you doing? You are both right. Talk is cheap, so I'm building a bridge.
Well, more specifically, an Okinawan sparring deck. Eli's a design whiz. I looked it over and the physics check out.
Mr. Miyagi just used this area for extra storage, but a new deck would mean a lot more room for training.
We're all gonna help build it.
Please welcome Sholo Maradueña and Jacob Bertrand.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
My daughters and I have seen every second of Cobra Kai.
Thank you. And we've seen a ton of yours. No, we were talking about, we're super excited to be here, so thank you guys for having us.
You're gonna play Blue Beetle, and you have been cast in this very important role.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
And you've spoken so eloquently about representation and stepping into this part with great humility.
Mm-hmm. Representation, like you said, is something that's of utmost importance to me, and obviously this is a big opportunity, but it's only to open more doors for other people, hopefully, you know? That's the goal, that's always the goal, that's what it's been since the beginning, and this is hopefully just another stepping stone.
Jacob, I mean, we love Hawk so much. You don't have the mohawk right now. When did you have to shave it off? And how was that?
Just recently. It was sad. You know, it adds like 9 inches to my height, and it makes me feel 6'5". You know, so I walk around, you know, with that confidence. But yeah, I was a little bummed, but you know, I liked rocking the buzz. It wasn't too horrible.
I have to say, what an incredible actor you are, in the sense that
thank you.
The fact that you're not like Hawk is such a testament to how good you are, because Hawk is a very complicated character.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hope I'm not like Hawk. That guy definitely has some demons. Was definitely a bully for a long time. Whenever it's 50-50, whenever I meet people, they're like, wow, I love Hawk. He's my favorite character. This is so great. But sometimes I go, I hate you. You are atrocious. I like meeting you, but this is, I don't like you.
You play him so well because he is not one note. So bravo.
Thank you. I
love
appreciate
Hawk
it.
So much.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
I love watching you fight. I love the scene. One of my favorite scenes in Cobra Kai, I've heard, might be your favorite scene.
I'm
so excited.
Let's see.
Is it the one where you're talking to William Zabka in the restaurant.
In the burger joint?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. That is one of my favorite scenes. And honestly, getting to film with Billy, if you haven't had the chance to meet him, he is the guy to meet.
I mean,
from day one, he was so welcoming and so appreciative of this opportunity to really breathe in some new life to this character that for so many years people had hated, you know?
And, exactly.
And, you know, getting to turn a new leaf and kind of bring a whole new vision to this story that no one had really even known about is super awesome. And just to get to play a part in that is phenomenal. But that guy speaking of guys who are nothing like their characters, that guy is the sweetest guy in the world. And that scene, and honestly, all the kind of more emotional scenes are my favorite.
Underwood is in season 4.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten there yet. I'm freaking out.
Yeah, she's going. Okay, so we won't spoil it yet.
Okay,
she does make an appearance.
Maybe
she plays herself.
Okay.
As Carrie Underwood, you got to play yourself. There's no way that she was playing anyone else. And she makes she does a bit of a performance. It was super fun. And Jacob actually came up with a fun idea when she was on set. He was like, I think it'd be fun if we took a picture with her under wood so that we'd be carrying Carrie Underwood under wood.
Mm-hmm.
And
was she game? Oh, she's game!
Yes.
So, oh, it's amazing.
I first told our producers, like, hey, I have this idea. What do you guys think? And all three of them were like, this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard of. Do not ask her this. And I told Shoal that, and he was like, oh, bro, I'll just ask. And I won't say anything to them. And I was like, okay, good luck. Like, hopefully it works.
I read that you had a crush on Rihanna. Is that true?
Oh, snap. No, yes, I did. For the longest time, I had publicized that I did have a liking for Rihanna. Obviously, she is unavailable now, so that is not going to happen. But, yeah, she seems like a sweet woman.
And you guys are roommates, which I loved, that, like, the first year, or, like, you were, like, always at each other's places, and then you're like, wait, no, next year, let's just be in the same place. We'll save money, and we're always up playing video games till the dawn hours anyway. Wait, Jacob, do you have a current crush?
I don't know. It depends. Usually I'm just hanging out with Shola all the time, I will say. I do have a girlfriend right now.
I was going to say, and I actually read that you have a girlfriend, so that is your crush. I know this. Okay.
That is my crush. Yeah.
All right, well, we have to take a quick commercial break. Okay. Will you stick around? And we are going to play a game when we come back. Are you game for the game?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
And Sholo Maradueña from the hit show, my favorite, Cobra Kai. All right, will you guys play a game with us?
Yeah.
Because you guys have this awesome podcast.
Yes.
And you guys love to talk about everything and anything on your podcast. And I was wondering if I could get your take on a few things trending in the news and pop culture.
Yeah.
And we're going to call it Trends with Friends.
Perfect. All right.
Okay, I'll read a trending topic and you give me your thoughts. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
Okay, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly recently got matching pedicures. Mm-hmm. Would you get a matching pedicure with your significant other or potential date?
This is definitely the least weird thing they've done.
I would like to get joke nails, like a little inside joke nails. I don't know if I would get like just French tips with my girl. That would feel odd.
You gotta get them pointy. Nice and sharp, little claws there. No, of course. Get your toes right, boys. Come on.
It just tickles. It really tickles.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest hurdle for me.
No, that
honestly,
part, that,
I'm so
when they
ticklish.
Get the little scrubber in there.
I don't want to kick them. Speaking
of, you accidentally punched each other in the face. Right?
Yes. Yeah, we have.
Just Sholo.
Right,
just
yes,
Sholo.
Actually, not each other. I've punched him in the face and
I haven't
accidentally kicked him.
Payback.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're doing action.
In season 5.
Yeah. No. When your roommates, anything goes with me.
All right. Chocolate milk was recently listed as one of the top go-to after-workout snacks. You guys train so hard for this show. Does this sound appetizing?
I live off of chocolate milk.
It's his favorite drink.
No.
Yeah.
Our fridge.
Of all time.
Miss Drew Barrymore, you have no clue. Our fridge is stocked with chocolate milk. And the man is lactose intolerant.
Almond milk.
Didn't mean to out you like that, but.
No, it's okay. You gotta try it.
Oh, I
you
will.
You would like it.
I like almond milk, and I'm gonna try it. If you have a brand, send it my way. Okay, Cardi B is thinking about getting her son's name tattooed on her face. I demonstrated earlier. I did it on the jaw. It was surprisingly...
Did it look nice?
Attractive, yes.
Maybe a little chisel? Maybe it brought out the chisel?
It kind of contoured.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Would you guys ever... Do you have any tattoos?
I do have a tattoo.
Oh, really?
I do have a tattoo. Yeah. I do have a tattoo. My mother knows I have a tattoo. I will say, I know she will be watching this, so she knows. I do have a second tattoo, actually, which I have never announced. And I don't know why I'm announcing this.
Is this a daytime TV exclusive?
This is a daytime
Breaking
TV exclusive.
News.
Jacob actually gave me the tattoo.
No, a stick and poke?
It was a stick and poke. I can't say what it is or where it is, but I do have a second one. I'm sorry, Mom.
I will say it's brilliant, and it's probably one of my best pieces of work, I will say.
Well, thank you for sharing us that we get to have the mystery and the exciting news all at the same time. All right, a new dating show that will take place in the grocery store is in the works. It will be called Love at First Bite. Thoughts?
I think it's good. I think people flirt in the grocery store. You know, you're looking for a Cliff Bar reach, and you both hit the same one at the same time. You're like, oh my gosh, we both love rock climbing. And then you bond and you get to hang out. I think it's great.
We both like dark chocolate almond milk. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
oh my
exactly.
God. It's meant to be. I think so. I think food is such an important part of relationships. You got, like, if you guys aren't into the same foods, it's so hard.
Well, also, I mean, Shola, this speaks so much to the hopefulness of singles. Like, when I'm in a bookstore, or like a grocery store, I am like dying that like maybe around some corner might be a movie moment waiting to happen.
Right. You're just spending a little too long in the produce section.
Spending a little too long in romantic comedies. All right, last one. Katy Perry recently revealed that Orlando Bloom's worst habit is he leaves the floss all over the bathroom. Would this bother you, and what's your worst habit?
Yeah, Orlando, what's going on, my man?
Well, Shola doesn't floss.
Right, exactly. There's not floss, exactly.
Okay, I have been wishing that I could just be a fly on the wall in your roommate heaven, and I feel like I got to be today. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much.
And we love you.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having us.
Oh, Jacob and Shola, the new season of Cobra Kai is available now on Netflix, and be sure to check out their podcast, Lone Lobos, with Sholo, Mara Duena, and Jacob Bertrand. We'll be right back. So pretty over here. Yes! Yes, welcome back. Okay, before we say goodbye, we'd like to play a quick round of...
Truth or Dare!
All right, we have Allison St. Rock.
Hi.
Hi, Allison.
Hi. So excited to be here.
We're excited that you're here.
All right, what's it going to be, a truth or a dare?
It's going to be a dare.
A dare. Okay, you down, Barrymore?
I get very few dares. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm a tap dancer.
Oh.
Can I show you a step and have you try it out?
Is it shuffle ball change?
It is not.
Yes, I would be honored.
We're
I took tap as a kid.
You did? I didn't notice.
I wasn't good.
Right over here. Over here.
I was not a good tap dancer, but there's always a second chances in life.
Which there is a shuffle in it.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you even have tap
shuffle
shoes on.
To How Buffalo? Cool.
Yes. Maybe. So the step is called a maxi forward, tap dancer staple. Basically, it's a jump, shuffle, jump, toe. So the first part is a jump. Just jump on your right foot. A shuffle on the left. Shuffle. Jump back on the left, toe.
Okay.
And then you can even add like a little like pizzazz.
Jazz hands.
Oh. Jazz hands.
We will be jazz handing. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
No problem. Okay, ready?
So then you can give it a jump, shuffle, jump toe. Like that, right?
God,
right?
What's wrong with me?
Okay, one more time.
One more time, ready? Okay. Jump, shuffle, jump toe.
Toe.
Snap.
Yes.
Yes!
She's got it! She's got it! So good!
Yes!
So good! Yes!
We got this, Florida.
I stopped.
Yes. We did it.
She's got it! Yes!
And then you know what? You can just be like, no, 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 no.
And that's it.
Very good.
By the way, we've never gone to tap dance.
Oh, my favorite.
Thank you to everybody. Again, you chose to spend your time with us. We are so grateful because we make this show for you. So take it with you.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.